draw it up. Okay, you ever heard the term shrivel?
Yes, shriveled. Yes.
Would you be likely to say something like that?
I might. I probably would. Shriveled.
How about the kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads, big heads, and they make sauerkraut out of?
Cabbage.
Okay. If you had four or five of them on the table, you'd say the blank are ready to cook. How would you say that?
The cabbage is ready to cook.
All right. Okay. When you want to get beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to
shell the beans.
Okay. The large yellowish flat beans, seeds, not the pods. The big beans, you know, the big flat ones that are kind of yellowish, and the seeds inside. What do you call those?
Butter beans.
Okay. How about the kind of beans that you eat, pod and all?
String beans.
Okay. If you take the tops of turnips and cook them, and you make a mess of?
Turnip salad.
Okay. You ever heard that called?
Turnip greens.
Right. Did you say salad?
Salad, yes. Turnip salad.
S-A-L-A-D? Uh-huh. Or S-A-L-L-I-T?
No, S-A-L-A-D.
Okay, as in yeah. a leaf
right.
salad.
Right.
Okay. The green stuff that you put into salads that you have bunches of, for example, like lettuce, if you have two big bunches of them, say you got two
bunches of lettuce.
Are they round and they're compact, and you'd say, like iceberg, you say you got two.
Like two heads of lettuce.
Right. Okay. If you have two boys and three girls, you have?
Five children.
Okay. Do you ever speak of them as having so many heads? Like you have three-headed children or something like
no.
that?
No.
Okay. If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a blank of children.
A house full.
Okay. How about, you ever heard the word used like passel? He had a passel of children?
Yes, I've heard it. Sure have.
How would that be used?
Just a passel of kids.
Yeah. And how much would just be used for children? Would you use it for a lot of different things? Or how would you use that? Say, for example, if you were talking about tractors or something. Or wouldn't you?
I don't. I wouldn't use it. But I've heard it used most of the time. When you're speaking of a good many of anything.
A good many? Okay. The outside of an ear of corn is called what?
Shuck.
Okay. What kind of, what is the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
Just roasting ears.
Roasting ears. What do you call the top of a corn stalk?
Tassel.
Okay. The stringy stuff that comes out the end of the corn shucks that you have to brush off the ears.
Silks.
Okay, that's good. Move that along here. Large round fruit that grows on the ground and you make pie out of it at Thanksgiving.
Well, sweet potatoes.
Or you can make the sweet potato pie. This is the big orange fruit that sometimes you make faces on for Halloween.
Oh, pumpkin.
Okay. The kind of a small yellow crook-neck vegetable.
Squash.
Okay. Do you know of a white flat, like a flat
yes.
type of squash?
Yes.
Do you know what the name would be for that?
No, I don't know the name of it. I know what you're talking about.
What would you call it if you saw one?
A squash.
Just a squash?
Yeah.
Okay. What kinds of squash would you, do you know of?
Just the yellow crook-neck and the yellow straight-neck.
Okay.
And then there's a zucchini squash. That you used to make pies out of.
Okay. What kinds of melons would you raise if you raised melons?
Oh, watermelons, cantaloupes.
Okay. What about, you ever heard the term muskmelon?
Muskmelon, yes.
Okay. How about in the springs, in the woods, in the fields after rain, these little white umbrella-shaped things that grow up?
Mushrooms.
Okay. I think you mentioned or didn't mention before that when they were talking about melons, did you mention the big kind? Yeah, you mentioned
the watermelon.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I'm going to stop right here because that's the end of that one for the time and turn the tape over.